Well, gentlemen, I must say I differ with the keen minds of the South, and with our president, who apparently shares their views, offering that the natural state of mankind is instead, and I know this is a controversial idea, is freedom.
Is freedom.
And the proof is the length to which a man, woman, or child will go to regain it once taken. He will break loose his chains. He will decimate his enemies. He will try and try and try against all odds, against all prejudices, to get home. Sing, hey, would you stand up if you would? So everyone can see you. This man is black. We can all see that. But can we also see as easily that which is equally true? That he is the only true hero in this room. Now, if he were white, he wouldn't be standing before this court, fighting for his life. If he were white and his enslavers were British, he wouldn't be able to stand. So heavy the weight of the medals and honors we would bestow upon him. Songs would be written about him. The great authors of our times would fill books about him. His story would be told and retold in our classrooms. Our children, because we would make sure of it, would know his name as well as they know Patrick Henry's. Yet if the South is right, what are we to do with that embarrassing, annoying document? The Declaration of Independence. What of its conceits? All men created equal, inalienable rights, life, liberty, and so on and so forth. What on earth are we to do this? I have a modest suggestion.